Hello, welcome back to I Am Youth, where we bring you Life Explained. I am your host, Leo Love, and today we are opening up the doors to understanding different types of relationships that you can have in your life. And not only understanding different types of relationships, but understanding the various types of boundaries that exist within not only the relationship, but the different types of relationships. But Leo, how can boundaries exist within a relationship? Let me tell you something. Even the healthiest of relationships have boundaries, babes. I'm telling you. But first, we need to understand what is the compartmentalization of relationships? Well, at a basic level, it's understanding that each relationship has its unique boundaries and its each roles. For example, it's like you wouldn't treat your friend like a sibling. The same way you wouldn't treat your boss or the person who deals with your paycheck like a significant other. So it's understanding that you wouldn't treat a partner like a parent, for example. Understanding that there are boundaries, and it's important for you to recognize this in having healthy relationships. It is so, so, so important to be able to understand that different relationships have a different type of boundaries. And also, the level of which you have healthy relationships with other individuals will only depend on the type of relationship that you have with yourself. But now, some might say, but why? Why should you have boundaries in relationships? Why should you have boundary within relationships? Well, I think in order to answer this question, first we need to understand what boundaries are. Boundaries are the lines that we draw with individuals in regards to the type of relationships. Boundaries are the lines that we draw with individuals in regards to the type of behavior that we are willing to tolerate with individuals, right? So it's essentially how you're willing to be treated by people. I'm gonna let that sink in for a moment. It's essentially how you're willing to be treated by individuals. And in order for you to understand this, you set a precedent, because essentially you are telling individuals, this is how you can treat me. These are the lines that I'm drawing with you, and I'm asking for this to be respected. But unfortunately, so often we expect individuals to understand our boundaries, but we don't actually communicate. We don't communicate so often. We don't communicate that this is what I need. We don't communicate that this is not okay. We don't communicate that this is making me uncomfortable. We don't communicate that that wasn't okay. So often, we expect individuals to understand. And this is when compartmentalizing or understanding that we need to act differently in relationships becomes difficult, because how can I know that this was making you uncomfortable if you did not express that to me? And please trust and believe that communication of boundaries is so, so difficult. So I am not speaking from a place of higher than. And please trust that as I am saying this to you, I am repeating it to myself, because it's definitely a lesson that I definitely need to learn this lesson. And the thing about boundaries in the context of relationships, in the context of, you know, interacting with various individuals, is that sometimes you're going to have to be loose, and sometimes you're going to have to be rigid. It's a constant dance. It's a constant dance of communication. And the other thing is, sometimes no communication is a form of communication. Can I get an amen? Ooh. Sometimes no communication is a form of communication. Sometimes we are in full awareness that it doesn't matter. We already know that person is not going to receive this communication. We already know that if I try to speak to this individual, they are not even going to hear what I'm trying to say, because we have not formed. Although I have tried, we have not formed a relationship where I feel safe, where I feel heard, where they can truly understand and be in a space of willingness to hear a different perspective. I already know that. They're not willing to digest what I have to hear. And that comes with learning how to compartmentalize different relationships, right? So it's important to be able to contextualize different filtrations of different relationships and be able to wear different hats in relationships, okay? Because it helps you manage your expectations as well. For example, when discussing different types of relationships as a child, the family bond and respect with family bonding and respect, you might learn to depend on individuals, but you may also learn to be independent, right? As a partner, you may learn to be supportive. You may learn to be a loving equal partner instead of being a caregiver like a parent. As a friend, you may learn to be a confident, but also someone with boundaries because there's a limit there. At work, as a professional, you may learn to maintain distance from overall personal relationships with coworkers or bosses. It's a continuous dance between which boundaries need to be instilled and what's appropriate and what's not. Okay? And let's be very, very clear. More often than not, individuals have expressed that having boundaries have reduced levels of misunderstanding and has lowered stress levels more often than not. Okay, more specifically, a LinkedIn study showed that 70% of people feel less work-related stress when they maintain clear professional boundaries. Another study by LinkedIn found that 65% of respondents who treat friends as siblings often experience relational burnout due to misplaced expectations. Okay, so when you see that there's quantitative and qualitative data that backs this up, hopefully you can understand the true importance of boundaries. And I feel the need to back up these points and these statements with data, because so often, like, some people, I think core values and boundaries and communication, some individuals have this perception that it's just fluff. Oh Leo, it's just fluff. No babes, it's not fluff. It's very, very important. Actually, I've been told before, like, Leo, like, you just talk. Like, you just talk, you're just, you know, you're just on air, on radio, you just talk. But I think so often people don't understand, because I've been in other situations and I've heard other people who have had similar experiences where they say, you have been able to express something that I have had difficulties expressing myself. Or so often you speak for me when I'm tongue-tied, or when I have difficulties expressing or speaking in a way that is difficult. So the compartmentalization of relationships is very, very important. And it's essential that we don't blur the lines, right? It's important for us to have a filtration. It's important for us to have familiarity with the ones that we know and love. And it can be a beautiful thing to have that connectivity. Equally, it's important for us to understand that that connectivity happens within not the constraints, but within the healthy lines of boundaries. There's different types of boundaries. They are physical boundaries, right? That is just respecting somebody's space. There is emotional or psychological boundaries. These are the boundaries that you have with my feelings, you know, how you're willing to be treating somebody in regards to their emotions. There's also financial boundaries. And then these are the boundaries that you have in regards to just your possessions and your loans and your money, and what you're willing to share in regards to your possessions, your money, and your loans. And then there's your sexual boundaries. And then that's all, everything to do with intimacy and how you feel in regards to laying down how people can treat you with that regard. But I hope this has made sense in regards to the compartmentalization of having healthy relationships. And overall, pay attention to how people treat you. Please, please pay attention to how people treat you, because at the end of the day, people treat you based on how you let them. People will push you as far as you let them. Okay? And you determine the pace. People can only be good with you based on how you treat yourself. So be kind to yourself, be gentle with yourself. Be patient with all things, especially with yourself. Thank you so much. This has been another episode of I Am Youth.